Joining us on the fan line, the skipper of the Canary, Steve Shirley. Skipper, I was out of town over the weekend. I think I need to leave town more often.
That's the same thing that I told
you. Get out of town, you.
Congrats on the sweep over the weekend.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
How's the Shelby Ford doing? I know you put him on the disabled list. What's his timeline? I think it was a concussion, right?
Yeah, mild is what I'm being told. You know, with those type of things, I believe, you know, he's becoming more active each day, and there's going to be a reevaluation Wednesday, Thursday-ish, and we should know more. If not, you know, I mean, he may be ready to go. It just depends on how he progresses.
Sure. Joe Testa, nice day yesterday, former Minnesota Twin. Remind me, where did you find Joe Testa?
Well, Joe's been in the league. I've seen Joe. He was pitching at one time down in Amarillo, and another time he was pitching over in Gary. And I've had an opportunity to watch Joe and always admired his arm. And he became available, so I took a shot on him. We needed a pitcher, and he's done a real good job for us.
What has he done for you that maybe some of the other guys haven't been able to do for you so far, Skip?
Well, he's, you know, I mean, what we were trying to do, we had a couple of situations that weren't working out, and then we got pretty thin. We had some injuries and whatnot, and so what he's been able to do is fill in, you know, between the sixth, seventh, eighth innings. You know, I mean, yesterday he came in and gave us a real solid sixth and seventh, and really helped us win. But we've also used him in the seventh and eighth. You know, it's just a role that we had to fill, and he's done a real good job.
Yeah, early on in the season, it was that bullpen that was keeping you up late at night. But you know what? They haven't been that bad here recently.
Well, you're going to have, you know, I mean, the other team's trying to hit. So, I mean, you're going to have your ups and downs. It's not a perfect situation. But I think right now that we've come up with a pretty good group of guys down there that's given us solid work. And, you know, I mean, we're going to go out and try to put ourselves in position where we can line up these guys and go out there. And you know, yesterday we got four zeros out of them that helped us win a one-run ball game. I guess I would like to see that every time, but I'm not sure that we're going to. But, I mean, I am confident that our bullpen can do it.
You made a comment to the Argus leader, Skip, where – you know, you mentioned that, you know, it's a good sign because earlier in the year you weren't winning this kind of game. When you mean that, what kind of a game are you referring to?
Well, a game like yesterday where, you know, we got some runs early in the game and not a lot of runs. I mean, we scored four runs. And then, you know, we had to hold on. And, you know, we were doing some pretty good things offensively, but we weren't scoring any more runs. We didn't score any more runs. You know, so we just had to hold on. So it's, you know, you got to get that good performance out of your bullpen. You got to get solid defense. We've been turning a lot of double plays mm-hmm. and doing a lot of things of that nature. And that was just a game early in the season that somehow, some way, it wasn't always the same, but somehow, some way, we weren't doing what was necessary to win that game, and more recently we have been.
You mentioned those double plays. You turned 11 in the series. You tied a league record with five of them on Saturday. What does that tell you when you see that you're turning all those double plays?
Well, one, we're getting a lot of ground balls, you know, because that would be key. Two, you know, I mean, it's not a negative thing, but it also means that there was 11 guys standing on first base, mm-hmm. You know, and the pitcher made good pitches because every time we get a guy on first base, we're hollering out of the dugout, hey, get a ground ball, let's get a double play. It doesn't always happen, but it did more than not over the weekend.
Hey, Skip, don't know if you heard the news today, but news out that former Twin Dodgers pitcher Bobby Castillo has passed away. I know he pitched with Albuquerque back in the late 70s. I know you're from Albuquerque. Did you have any run-ins with Bobby Castillo at all in baseball?
You know, I'm shocked. I Me and Bobby were very good friends.
He has passed away due to cancer today.
I had no idea. When he was with the Dodger organization, we became friends. And after his baseball career was over, I was in the restaurant business, and he was working for a company in town, and was a person that I was in contact with almost on a daily basis, in my restaurant business. Hmm. And so I knew Bobo Castillo. I knew Bobo very well.
I'm sorry to pass the word on to you there, Skip. He's known for teaching the screwball to Fernando Valenzuela, right?
Maybe.
Okay, you did. You taught Fernando Valenzuela.
No. I think Fernando came with, because I was in Double A when Fernando showed up. Now, Bobo played down in Mexico, so that maybe they played together down there and Bobo showed up. But Bobo was kind of a shortstop pitcher kind of a guy down in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And we had a guy in the organization at that time, you may recall this name, Jim Brewer. And Jim Brewer was hired by the Dodge organization to teach screwballs. He was a screwball pitcher for 20-something years in the major leagues. And I believe Fernando brought the screwball with him, and Bobo probably did too. Brewer taught me the screwball. Hmm. But he may have also enhanced theirs, would be my guess, because he was there at that time.
Hey, sorry to give you the bad news, but
that's all right. It's been kind of, I mean, I played with Bobby Welch, and we were good friends, and that happened not that long ago. I mean, I haven't seen Bobo in maybe 7 or 8 years, but we were very good friends.
Hey, Skip, let's get some folks out to the Birdcage tonight. You got Gary into town. You got a 3-game series, and then a little 4th of July action down in KC. We'll be following all the action.
Well, thank you very much for having me, guys.
All right, Skip, take care. There he goes, Skip, joining us on the fan line.